course, weather plays a part too in Thanksgiving travel, and except for the Pacific Northwest, forecasters are predicting decent Thanksgiving weather for most of the U.S. Should be a welcome relief to travelers in Chicago, Illinois, where hundreds of flights were canceled over the weekend. The season's first big snowstorm arrived. Some parts of the northern U.S. were buried under as much as 20 inches of snow. There were problems for drivers as well, with freezing rain and sleet making things dangerous on the roads.
It all comes down to the temperature at different levels of the atmosphere. Take freezing rain, for example. You start with a snowflake high in the atmosphere. It will enter a warm layer. Temperatures above freezing, that will cause the snowflake to melt and basically turn into a raindrop. That warm layer is so thick that temperatures don't get below freezing until just above the surface, and not enough time for that raindrop to freeze again. So it freezes on everything it makes contact with. Roads, bridges, power lines, tree branches, everything. On the other hand, you have sleet. The only difference is that warm layer isn't so thick, and the raindrop has enough time to freeze again. That's why a lot of times you can hear sleet. It sounds like ice hitting the surface, roads, cars, anything it touches.